Weekday on 4CA. John McKenzie, 1300 872 911.
Well, I'm sure lots of listeners to this program would over the years have been hearing the federal member for Leichhardt, Warren Eanes, talk about his hopes and dreams as to the future of our port is concerned, the Port of Cairns. Of course, a whole lot of equipment had to be acquired to step up the capabilities of these companies that ply their trade in our port. And these are the people that maintain the bigger ships and repair the bigger ships, etc. Well, it's across page one of the Cairns Post today. This is at long last the icing on the cake. Jobs boost as maintenance contract puts city on defence map. $84 million naval deal. It's a $70 million five-year maintenance contract with the Navy. It's been hailed as delivering decades of job security for the far north. Warren Eanes said under the deal the Navy would grow its fleet and retain its edge through delivering jobs and security up here. It comes as a separate $14.3 million deal with BAE Systems. Australia delivers another jobs boost. I won't go on with all the details, but obviously Warren will be very, very relieved about this development and happy. He said the contract offered long-term employment for the region. Now, the Defence Minister, Peter Dutton, said this contract was with North Star Maritime and their partners, Norship, Tropical Reef Shipyard, Nova Systems and Socorro. And Peter Dutton said the contract contained incentives to ensure regional, small and medium businesses would have a fair opportunity to compete for work. I've got the federal member Dixon, more importantly, Minister for Defence, Leader of the House, also Peter Dutton on the line. Peter, good morning.
Good to be with you, John.
There's been a long-term piece of work by Warren. He has been banging the drum on this front for years. In fact, for a large period of his time as the local member, so he'll be extremely happy about this development.
You're spot on, John. I think not only Engie, but also local families who are employed directly and indirectly by this industry will be very grateful for the announcement today. And as you point out, I mean, Warren's been banging on about this at least since 2013, and his idea is that if you can sustain these ships when they come into port and provide them with the upgrades and the maintenance, then that's an even better option than constructing the ships in the first place, which can be, you know, up and down, and investment comes and it goes. But these ships, when they're in service, need maintenance and sustainment for their life, and there are literally thousands of jobs that can be created locally here in Cairns as a result of that.
We have over the years missed out on some contracts. It's been very disappointing. But now I'm just wondering, with this contract, is this lifting our status as a port? Does it put us up there more in line with the Western Australian work, Darwin, Sydney, etc.? Have we got a higher profile, if you like, and gives us a better chance for contracts in the future?
Very much so. So there's a plan, a program within Defence to identify four regional maintenance hubs, and Cairns is one of those four, the northeast hub, and it will provide support to ships, for example, coming up the east coast or across the top. And it also gives us, and she sort of moved on to this as his next cause, but we were talking about it today, an opportunity to showcase with Australia's partners, including, for example, the United States. And given Cairns' proximity to Guam and to our island nations and ships that are visiting from the UK or the US or indeed other countries as well, there is the opportunity for them to come into port in Cairns. We know that they spend an enormous amount on shore when those sailors arrive, but if they're upgrading a motor or a technology, it really is a big win for the local economy and for those small businesses that are involved in providing those services.
Just want to take you off on a tangent for a moment. Of course, the focus very much across northern Australia now is what's happening in China. People are uneasy about these developments. People are also very uneasy up here about what recently happened over in the Solomons. No sooner had our forces come back after helping to quell those riots than a call went out to China, please send your officers over here. Well, of course, China moving into our Pacific region in any way is cause for concern. We have been talking for years about our proximity to the Pacific here in the northeast corner. I mean, we've had people calling for the for example, the Chules perhaps could be based here. We've had calls recently for beefing up our facilities in our port as far as naval ships are concerned because of our proximity, whether it's going to be a natural disaster, like, for example, what's happened a few days ago over in Tonga, or whether it's be this deal with the Solomons and China. There are concerns among people up here about those developments. Have you got any information about the possibility of the role Cairns could play in years to come with emerging crises?
Well, it's a good question, John. Obviously, there's a lot already that we've moved in terms of personnel from Canberra up to Cairns, and that gives us a greater ability to hear what's going on the ground, but also, as you point out, to respond to a natural disaster or to a crisis or just a problem that one of our suppliers might have in accessing the contracts so that they can, you know, their business can be a winner out of the contract we've announced today as well. So there's that opportunity. And Defence constantly is looking at where they have their assets based, where they've got their people based, and they will look at the changing strategic circumstances. And I've been very open and honest and frank in relation to China under President Xi. It's a very different regime now than what it was even 5 or 10 years ago. And the Prime Minister and I have spoken about this being a very similar period to the 1930s, and we need to speak up about what we don't agree with, the influence that we do think is negative, and we need to take very seriously the changing strategic circumstances. China's a very important trading partner, a very important tourist partner, but in the end, our government's determined to make decisions that will keep our country safe, not just now, but over the next decade and well beyond.
Interesting too, not much has been said, well I suppose it's in the national news to a certain extent, but this meeting coming up this week, closer military cooperation, possible basing of British defence assets in Australia, discussed. Ministers from both nations holding long-awaited face-to-face talks in Sydney, and of course this year's Australia-United Kingdom ministerial consultations expected to be dominated by that AUKUS nuclear submarine deal that's been sealed recently, as well as those growing concerns over what we've just been talking about, China's power in the Indo-Pacific. How important are these talks, Peter Dutton?
Well, they're crucial. So Ben Wallace is the Defence Minister in the United Kingdom, and he'll be out here later this week. I'll be seeing him in Sydney, and also Liz Truss, who is Maurice Payne's equivalent. And four of us will meet on Thursday and Friday and go through what we see as crucial elements to the relationship. As you rightly point out, we signed an historic agreement, not just with the United Kingdom, but with the United States as well. And that was about acquiring a nuclear-powered submarine. But well beyond that, we're seeing already the cyber attacks at an industrial scale. We're worried about where that's headed as well. So there's a lot of collaboration in relation to cyber defences between Australia and the United Kingdom. We think that increases. And there's an opportunity for us to do a lot more with them, including in space, including in rotations and training, and basing, as you point out. So all of that will be part of the discussion, but it's an important point to make because the United Kingdom and the United States are our most important allies, and we see them as more important friends than ever in what's a very uncertain region, and I think most Australians get that.
Just one final point. It was interesting you mentioned the similarities to developments back in the 1930s to what we're seeing to our north now. And I think people that have been around a while or understand what happens in history in the last century leading up to World War II would have been alarmed by some statements by high-profile political identities that seem to be hinting that keep our heads down, don't poke the bear or whatever. They seem to be hinting that we should be pursuing something along the lines of the appeasement policies that they applied to Hitler back in the late 30s.
Well, John, I mean, appeasement's never worked anywhere, and you can't project strength and deter any adversary from a position of weakness. And when Labor was last in government, spending on defence fell to its lowest level since 1939. As a percentage of GDP, and we've increased that dramatically in recent years. We'll spend $270 billion in this decade, and it's all designed to keep our country safe. People who think they can project what threats there will be next year or next decade or 20 years' time, I don't think of being honest with you. And as I say, we need to be realistic about what's happening in Hong Kong,
yes.
what's happening on the land border between India and China, mm. what's happening with the Philippines and China, mm. And many other countries that are in conflict with China at the moment. We want a strong relationship. We want a productive and friendly relationship with China, but we're not going to be in a position of strength in the future if we don't invest into our defence force. And the money that we're investing here in Cairns is a record amount, and we want to see that continue into the future.
Appreciate this opportunity, Peter. Thank you.
Pleasure, John. Take care, mate. Thank
Peter
you.
Dutton is the Federal Member for Dixon, more importantly, Minister for Defence and Leader of the House. Now it's on 7 minutes to 11. All summer long. This